Golden State Media Concepts bring you Book Review Podcast, a haven for bookworms of all ages and the widest genres, from mystery to memoirs, romance to comedy, fantasy to sci-fi. If you love to read, this is the podcast for you. It's the Golden State Media Concepts Book Review Podcast.
Hello and welcome to the GSMC Book Review Podcast, brought to you by the GSMC Podcast Network. I am your host, Sarah, and I hope you're having a good week so far. It is Tuesday, May 22nd. Two of my nieces actually finished school today. They are out for the summer. One of them graduates from high school on Sunday. Oh, so I'm feeling very, very proud and a little bit old today. She's my second niece. My first niece is 21, in the Navy, just got married a few months ago, and now my second niece is graduating from high school. And so, yeah, I'm feeling very proud and very nostalgic, and I'm very old today. So that's good. I don't have any baby nieces anymore. I think I've said before that I have five nieces. My brother has three children and my sister has two, all girls. And then I've got a couple of other nieces who aren't actually nieces, but they identify as nieces, which is cool with me. I will be their auntie if they want me to be their auntie. And I've got a nephew on my husband's side, a niece and nephew on my husband's side, and then a nephew who also is not my nephew, but identifies as my identifies me as auntie. So hey, I'm happy to be anybody's auntie. You got kids? You want me to be their auntie? Let me know. Is that creepy? Does that sound creepy? I don't know. Anyway, I got totally off topic. Basically, I was just saying that it is Tuesday. It is May 22nd. And this is an episode of the Book Review Podcast, not an episode of My Nieces Are Awesome. My nieces and nephews are awesome, I guess, even. So I won't blather on about them too much. But I really could totally fill multiple podcasts with stories of my nieces and nephews. So just watch out in case I ever decide to go completely off the rails and just change the Book Review Podcast to I Love My Nieces and Nephews, because I love reading. I love my nieces and nephews. It all works, right? Okay, so non-interview episode today, and I thought I would talk about some of the audiobooks that I've been listening to lately. I have mentioned before that when I'm reading for interviews, I tend to not be able to get to some of the other books on my to-be-read list. And I don't say this as a negative thing, because I love reading new authors and reading books that I might not have found otherwise. It just, you know, puts my to-be-read list even further behind than it normally is. And so I supplement that with audiobooks, because it turns out that I cannot find a full-time job yet that will just pay me to read 8 hours a day. I don't know what's wrong with the world, right? Just come on, somebody wants to pay me to just sit around and read for 8 hours, right? Anyone? Now I feel like the movie Ferris Bueller. Anyone? Bueller? No, people do not want to pay me to read for 8 hours because I want to read for 8 hours. I'm sure, you know, there are jobs where you get to read and edit and do all those good things, but just sitting at home on your couch with your puppies and a cup of coffee, probably not. So I supplement with audiobooks, which I listen to in the car and at work sometimes, depending on what I'm doing. I can sometimes listen to an audiobook while I'm working, as long as I'm not having to proofread or do those sorts of things where I need to concentrate a little bit more. So I did an episode a while back on the Outlander series by Diana Gabaldon, and if you haven't listened to that, you can go check it out. And that's the most recent series that I've listened to. Those books are quite long. There are 9 of them, and they're all, I don't even know, 500 to over 1,000 pages. So pretty lengthy audiobooks. Some of them have 40-plus discs. So that took up a good chunk of time. That was, you know, a good segment of my audiobook listening in the last 6 months was that series. But I recently finished that a few weeks ago, I think, maybe a month ago or so, and started working on some of the other books that I had lined up on my iPod. One of the books that I read was, or listened to, kind of reading, kind of not reading, but listened to, was The Black Elfstone by Terry Brooks. And I also did an episode a while back on Terry Brooks and his Shannara series. I don't know how he pronounces it. I grew up pronouncing it in my head, Shannara. The audiobook narrators all say Shannara. So, you know, I mean, who am I to argue? That's the thing with fantasy books. They have words that only the author truly knows how to pronounce. At any rate, if you want to hear about more of the Terry Brooks books, you can go back and listen to that episode. I'm just going to talk right now about The Black Elfstone, which is most recent. It is the first in a new trilogy about the world of Shannara. It's very hard to go against saying Shannara all that time, but then I listen to the books and then Shannara gets in my head. So I will probably switch back and forth between how I say it at any rate. So this is, I said it's a trilogy, but it's actually a four-part. So it's the first book of a four-part conclusion to the Shannara series, which has been going on since the 70s. So a conclusion, I don't know, that's pretty epic, I guess. But the description is, across the four lands, peace has reigned for generations. But now in the far north, an unknown enemy is massing. More troubling than the carnage is the strange and wondrous power wielded by the attackers, a breed of magic unfamiliar even to the Druid order. Fearing the worst, the High Druid dispatches a diplomatic party under the protection of the Order's sworn guardian, Dar Lee, to confront the mysterious encroaching force and discover its purpose. But another crucial journey is being undertaken. Exiled one-time High Druid Drisker Ark has been living in quiet seclusion, far from the politics and power struggles of his former life, until two brutal attacks by would-be assassins force him to seek out an infamous murder-for-hire guild and find the hidden enemy who has marked him for death. At his side is Tarsha Kanan, a young woman gifted with the Wish Song and eager to be schooled in its formidable power by a master. She, too, is pursuing a mission, to locate her wayward brother, whose own magic has driven him to deadly madness and kindled his rage for vengeance against his sister. In their darkest hours, facing dangerous adversaries, the lives and quests of Dar Lea, Drisker Ark, and Tarsha Kanan will be inextricably drawn together, and the challenges each confronts will have resounding consequences for the future of the Four Lands. That is the description. That's a really inclusive description. I like it. Of the Black Elfstone, and it's the fall of the fall of Shannara. So this is the conclusion to the series. As I said before, I read the description. That is pretty amazing because I've been reading this series since high school. It's been out since the 70s. I wonder when books like this come out, because they tend to, it's a four-part series, and they tend to come out about a year apart. I wonder, do you like to read them as they come out and wait a year? If you do that, do you then reread the first books that have already come out before you read the newest one? Or do you just like to jump back in and see what you remember? I've done it both ways, and it's amazing how much I forget in the intervening year. I'll start to read and I'll be like, I have no idea what's going on here. And then I get into the book a little further and finally remember what the storylines were that I read a year ago. So do you like to do that, or do you like to wait until a whole series is out? So would you wait for all four books to come out and then read them all at once? I've done that as well, not necessarily out of patience, but usually it's more because it's when I discover a series after it's already been published, you know. So maybe it's a new author that I haven't read before, and then I discover that they have a series and I'm able to read all of those books at once. Then I read them all together, but I'm not usually patient, so I wait, or I don't wait for all of them to be published, because I have to wait a year in between. So you still have to be patient, but I've done it both ways. And right now, obviously, I just listened to the first one, and then the second one comes out in July. So I didn't. It was on my to be read list, and I didn't get to it until now. But I don't have as long to wait for the second one, which is nice. So I'm going to talk a little bit more about this particular book, but we are going to take our first break of the podcast. So when we come back, a little more about this particular audiobook and then some of the other audiobooks I've been listening to. Stay tuned. You're listening to the GSMC Book Review Podcast, and I will be right back.
Always on the go, but the day just won't be one without your Hollywood fix. Let Golden State Media Concepts Entertainment Podcast take care of that. Jordan and Keith is Entertainment Tonight meets Access Hollywood.
I'm Jordan. The guy laughing, that's Keith.
Yeah, I'm Keith.
An all-inclusive look of pop culture.
Welcome back to the GSMC Book Review Podcast. I was speaking before the break about The Black Elfstone, which is the first book in a new series by Terry Brooks. It is the conclusion to the Shannara series that he has been writing since the 70s. And if you haven't read any of Terry Brooks's books, but you're interested, you can really start anywhere. You can go to his website and look and see what order you should read them in, if you should read them chronologically, or if you should read them in the order that they were written, because there are prequels and there are other series that tie in. So definitely go to his website and see what's recommended, or you can just jump in anywhere. The series are pretty well stand alone. I mean, they reference other things from the other series or trilogies. There's usually a couple hundred years between the series. So, you know, while things are referenced, you don't have to have read the books, but I like to read, you know, as they come out. So I have all that background in my head, but I don't think you have to. You know, you could start with the series and then if you like it, move on to other books. But It's pretty typical Terry Brooks. It has a member of the Leah family. It used to be the Olmsfords, and then the Olmsford and the Lees intermarried, and so there aren't really that many Olmsfords, people with the last name of Olmsford in the books, but you still have the Wish Song, which is the magic that has been passed down through generations of the Olmsfords and the Lee family. And now there is Tarsha Kanan has the Wish Song. We haven't yet learned how she relates to those two families, how distantly connected or closely connected she might be, but she is the one that has the Wish Song, as her brother does. So those are two things that you find in every book. There's a Leah usually, and the person with the Wish Song or some variation of it. You've got the Druids, which are present throughout the books. There has been many incarnations of the Druids as the Order has risen and fallen, and new Druids have come to power. This time you've got an exiled Ardrees, an exiled leader of the Druid Order. He left because he wasn't happy with the way things were going, and it, you know, there's more to it than that, but don't want to give too much away. And so that's an interesting factor, because the current Ardrees isn't seeming to make very good choices or decisions, and again, there's more to it than that. So there's always something that's threatening the Four Lands. And I was kind of laughing as I was reading this. I'm like, geez, there's always something that's threatening to destroy the entire world. But then when I think about it, well, yeah, but there's also usually 100 years, a couple hundred years. However, I think it's been about 3,000 years since the first book. So there's always several hundred years between series. So what would the book be about if there wasn't something threatening the Four Lands, right? The Four Lands aren't actually constantly under attack. It's been generations since the last attack or the last threat. So I have to remind myself of that while I'm reading through it, because I think, geez, there's just always something that they have to go fight. But it is one of those series that follows some of the classic themes. You know, there's always someone who isn't quite sure of his or her place in the world, but they have this gift and they get sent, they end up on this quest trying and end up, you know, trying to save the world. There's always an element of that. And then they encounter people along the way who help them. They, of course, encounter people along the way who try to hinder them, who try to stop them from doing what they are trying to do, and that's where the adventure goes. So this is the first one, and it's really just setting up, obviously, what is to come. You get the good details about Tarsha and how she came into her magic and the issues with her brother. Morgan is the high blade of the Druid Order, which means he's a protector of the Druid Order, and as was one of his ancestors. That was in the last series. So it's a really good introduction. I'm intrigued to see what it means by the fall of Shannara, and if it really is the end or if it's going to morph into something different. It'll be interesting to see. Terry Brooks has written other books that aren't in this series, but this is really the bulk of what he's written, and it's what he think he's probably best known for. So I can see where he might want to write something different, or, you know, and I can also think, dang, you're so good at this. You've been doing this for so long. Don't stop now. So I'm eager to see where this series goes, and that's going to be a couple years because I'm only on the first of four and the second one comes out in July, but then I'll have to wait 2 more years before I can finish it. In terms of the audiobook, it is narrated by Simon Vance, who has done some of the rest of the Shannara books. Scott Brick, I think, did a few of them. There might be someone else, but the name is not coming to me. But Simon Vance has done some of the other ones, and I very much enjoy him. He does a great job differentiating voices so that you know who is speaking pretty much before he identifies who is speaking as the narrator. That I always appreciate in an audiobook narrator. So I very much enjoy listening to him. I hope he will narrate the other three. That's one of my pet peeves. Does it bug you when you're listening to a series and they're narrated by different people? I mean, I know there can be scheduling conflicts and things that happen, so you have to get a different narrator. But that was my problem with the Artemis Fowl series, which I loved. But there are, I think, seven or eight. And one out of the entire series was narrated by someone different. So you listen to all these books with one narrator, and then you go to that, and it's the penultimate one, so the one before the last book, and it's someone completely different. It took me the entire book to get used to the new narrator and the way he did the voices, and then we switched back to the old narrator that I'd already loved. So then I had to get used to the old, now new narrator. I digress. Simon Vance does a great job. I enjoy listening to him as an audiobook narrator. So there you go, The Black Elfstone. You can listen to my other episode where I talk about the other Terry Brooks books in the series, the Shannara series, or you can just go out and start reading wherever you want. If you like high fantasy, then this is a great one because there are all those elements of high fantasy. It's actually set in the future after. So in some ways it's post-apocalyptic because it's the world after our current world has pretty much destroyed itself. So there's this constant like magic versus science debate going on in between the powers of the four lands, which is better, which is more dangerous, which is more helpful to the four lands, etc. But high fantasy in that you've got elves and dwarves and magic and quests and all of those wonderful things. So lots of world building that goes into that. And I always try to figure out where they are in the future. I mean, it's been 3,000 years, so probably things don't look like they do now. But I sometimes try to figure out, if this were actually the United States, where might they be? But that's just me and whatever. So really what I'm trying to say is I very much enjoyed the book itself. I very much enjoyed the audiobook as well. I liked the narrator. I enjoyed listening to him. He has a great voice and does a really good job. So that is my very long-winded and convoluted, I don't know what's going on with me today. I apologize. But my very long-winded and convoluted way of saying The Black Elfstone. Enjoyed it. Very typical Terry Brooks. If you're a fan, you will like it. There's, you know, not much to not like. If you have never read him, you can start here, or you can start at the beginning, like I said, go to his website and read the recommendations for how to read the series if you want to commit to the whole series. That would be my suggestion, is just go to his website. So, enough rambling out of me. Let's take a break and I'll see if I can collect my thoughts, okay? How does that sound? Sounds pretty good to me. So, you are listening to the GSMC Book Review Podcast, and I will be right back.
Tired of searching the vast jungle of podcasts? Now listen close and hear this out. There's a podcast network that covers just about everything that you've been searching.
Hey!
The Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network is here. Nothing less than a podcast bliss with endless hours of podcast coverage. From news, sports, music, fashion, cooking, entertainment, fantasy, football, and so much more. So stop lurking around and go straight out to the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. Guaranteed to fill that podcast itch. Whatever it may be. Visit us at www.gsmcpodcast.com. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter. And download us on iTunes, SoundCloud, and Google Play.
Welcome back to the GSMC Book Review Podcast. I was thinking over the break about why I feel so distracted and all over the place today, and I'm pretty sure it's my allergy meds. So I've had allergies for probably, well, not my whole life, I don't think, but for a very long time. And no matter where I live, I'm allergic to something. I've done the scratch test. I was allergic to everything on it, except I think maybe five things. And so lately, the last couple of weeks, I've just been sneezing like absolute crazy. None of the usual. I used to do shots, and those helped for a while. I haven't been doing the shots lately. My 24-hour daily allergy pill usually does the trick, but the last few weeks, I've had to supplement with the sinus wash and the Flonase and all the crazy stuff, including Benadryl. And Benadryl doesn't always make me sleepy, but apparently it makes me a little loopy. So, you know what? I'm just going to blame the Benadryl for this episode. How about that? This episode brought to you by Benadryl. Except they're not paying me to say that, and it's making me loopy. So, anywho, audiobooks. I love audiobooks. I love listening to them, like I said, in the car, occasionally at work, sometimes, or not sometimes, when I go for walks. I love to listen to audiobooks, etc. Audiobooks can be really, really expensive. They can be anywhere from $20 to $40, depending on how many discs they are. And that's understandable, because if you're buying a 40-disc book, you know, that's a lot of production. That's a lot of time and effort that goes into that. But it can be a little prohibitive when you want to listen to a book, but the cost is so high. There are sites or services such as Audible where you pay a monthly fee, and with that monthly fee you get a credit each month. So you pay the fee, it's about $15, I think, is what I pay. I get one credit a month, and with that one credit I get a free audiobook. It's not free because I paid $14.95 for the membership, but you also get discounted. If you don't have a credit, you get discounted audiobooks, which is nice. But, you know, $14.95 is much better for an audiobook than $40 or $50. So, you know, that works out. I love my library, though, for audiobooks. And you can get them either on disc, where you go to the library and actually pick them up and bring them home and listen to them. Or you can get them on, I want to say Overstock. That's the website. It starts with an O. I'm so sorry. I can't think of what it is right now. It'll come to me. But it's an app where you can, on your Kindle or on your desktop or on your iPad, whatever you have, you get electronic resources. So whether that's an ebook or whether that's an e-audiobook, you can use that. And there are a couple of those out there. I think it might depend on what your library uses. Mine uses the one that starts with O that I cannot think of, and I apologize for that. So I like to check them out from my library. I usually get the discs so I can put them on my iPad, my iPod, and listen to them, or pop the discs in the CD player in the car, because I still do have a CD player in my car, even though CDs aren't as prevalent as they used to be. So that is very convenient. I love to do that. Just go to the library and pick it up. Also, I have a running list on Amazon and Goodreads and those sorts of places. On Amazon, whenever I find a book that I would like to read, I put it on my wish list, and when I read it, then I take it off. You can do the same thing on Goodreads with your to-be-read lists. So periodically, I just go to my library's website and start typing in books to see if they have the audiobook, and then I put it on hold. I put it on hold. Even if it's not checked out, I can put it on hold, and they will get it from whatever library in the county it is at, because I can check out library books from any library in the county, which is awesome. You may not live in an area that has that. They'll get it from whatever library it's at and bring it to my local library, and then I go and pick it up. It's very convenient. It's awesome. It means I still get to use my library card, which I highly recommend. If you don't have a library card, you should definitely get one, because, first of all, if you're an introvert, you can do ebooks and not leave your house. Get a library card, go on your library's website, check out ebooks. Awesome. But also, libraries are great. There's so many services that libraries provide to communities. Don't let anyone tell you that libraries are irrelevant or unnecessary anymore, because that is not true. Libraries have evolved and changed as the world has changed, and they are still just as relevant, just as helpful to the communities that they serve. So I didn't realize I was going to have a library soapbox, but as the daughter of a retired librarian, there is one of my soapboxes. Use your local library. Anyway, I have been going through a phase where I seem to go through these phases where I, like, it's almost like a frenzy where I just go and find all of these audiobooks that I want to listen to and put them on hold and get them, and then have to make my way through them. So it kind of comes in waves, the frenzy of finding them and then listening to everything that I find. So that is where I am right now, which is awesome. I love it because it reminds me of all of the authors that I love and want to check out and find and read and all of that good stuff, etc. So audiobooks, I love them. I'm going to say one more thing about audiobooks that just occurred to me. I didn't used to like audiobooks. I don't even remember exactly why. I was very stubborn. It was about 15 years ago or so. And for some reason, I was really stubborn about audiobooks. No, I just want to read them. I don't want to listen to them. I don't remember why. Probably wasn't even logical, but I didn't want to do audiobooks. I was a purist. I only wanted to read regular books. No ebooks for me. No audiobooks for me. Books, books, books. Just books. Hard copy. Not hardback necessarily, but hard, you know, tangible books. And then I started listening to audiobooks. Finally convinced myself that they weren't Satan. I don't know why I thought they were. I don't know, people. I just don't know. And I've been sucked in ever since. So it is one way to supplement my reading list when I don't have as much time as I would like to be able to read the other, you know, to actually read, whether that's an ebook. Yes, I have a Kindle now. I have caved. I do not only read hard copies, although I still love them. And I still love to have bookshelves with the books on them. And so now I figure whatever makes it easier for me to get in my reading, whether that's an audiobook that I can listen to in the car, whether that's an ebook that I can read on my phone when I'm standing in line at the post office, whatever it is, I will do what I can to get the reading in when I can, because I love books, I love reading, I love authors, and that's just how it is. So as much as I can fit it in, I'm going to do it. I think that's enough for today. Thank you if you have made it this far with me. Thank you for putting up with my Benadryl-induced ramblings. If you like audiobooks, definitely check them out from your local library or check out one of the services such as Audible, and I'm sure there are others. or, you know, go buy them if you want to have them for your very own and keep them forever. Whatever works for you. Thank you for listening. Join me again on Thursday for the next episode. Hope you're having a wonderful week. I hope you're not having allergies and sneezing your head off. And I hope that right now, when you're done listening to this podcast, you're going to go out there and get yourself lost in a good book. Thank you.
You've been listening to the Golden State Media Concepts Book Review Podcast, part of the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. You can find this show and others like it at www.gsmcpodcast.com. Download our podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud, and Google Play. Just type in GSMC to find all the shows from the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. From movies to music, from sports to entertainment, and even weird news. You can also follow us on Twitter and on Facebook. Thank you, and we hope you have enjoyed today's program.